And it is a Wednesday, and we are back. Scott Spears, Glenn Coble on the air. Wednesday, July 22nd, 2027, 22, 2020, 15 minutes past the hour. And what an interesting discussion we had in hour number one, Glenn.
Yes, we did.
And your mic's working.
Yes, and you and I were talking about the election. It's only 103 days away.
100, and nobody's had to campaign. Nobody's had to go out and have rallies.
It's kind of good.
No, not much on television about it.
Well.
Not commercials. I haven't seen
all. No, not a lot. I'm glad.
One of the most inexpensive elections in the history of the world.
Isn't it? It's terrible that you hate when election season comes around because of all those stupid political ads.
Well, you know what? I think this time people really are going to vote for the person because there's not a lot of sway.
Yeah.
I mean, there aren't rallies. There aren't a lot of surrogates out there because what can they do?
Yeah.
There aren't meetings. There aren't a lot of political ads being run because you can't go out and raise money. It's very strange.
Yeah, it is.
So it changed the election process.
I'm looking at President James Buchanan because I was asked if I was interested in depicting him at the president's dinner.
How did that all come about?
What's that?
Why James Buchanan?
Because I was asked if I was interested in doing James.
You look like James Buchanan?
No, I don't. I do not look like James Buchanan.
Why would somebody ask you to portray James Buchanan?
I don't know. I guess they had somebody that did Buchanan or was going to do Buchanan, and then he backed off, and then somebody else said they were going to do him, and then that person backed off. Fred asked me if I expressed an interest because I was an actor.
Oh, so you offered up?
Kinda. An actor coming out of college. That was my major in college, and I was an actor for two years until I figured out I couldn't memorize lines. But he said I didn't have to memorize lines. I just had to learn about the president that I was going to be, and so he suggested maybe I look into it. So I started looking into him. The only president ever to have been in the White House that never got married. He never got married. His first lady was his niece. You know, there were 11 presidents. I've started doing some research on this guy, Buchanan. There have been 11 presidents who have had surrogate first ladies. Either their wife died while they were in office, or there was a divorce, or Mr. Buchanan didn't have a wife. And that's another thing that's kind of interesting about Buchanan, is there were some underlying
picadillos.
No, there were underlying people were saying that he might have been gay.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well,
it's a picadillo.
Is that a picadillo?
That's a picadillo.
Okay. Well,
I knew what you were saying,
but
the whole audience knew what you were saying.
Nobody's ever come out he was. So,
well, how do we really know?
You don't. Yeah. And who cares? Well, anymore, who cares?
Might have been.
There are people.
Oh,
that
at his
do
time,
care,
they would have cared.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and they do now, but
I would never want to portray a president.
No?
No.
I think it's kind of cool because you have to become that president.
I think they're interesting, but I've seen people do it really well. Like, I know the guy that Mike Wilson has on his show who does Harding is tremendous.
Yeah.
Looks like President
Harding.
Yeah,
that's
Harding.
What I've heard.
Oh, just the greatest.
Yeah.
And I've seen people do Reagan really well. There are certain presidents that are doable. Because they had such a way of speaking and a way of talking.
Fred did Nixon for me. He's pretty good at it.
Nixon has one. Nixon's one of those. Nixon is very portrayable. Kennedy had that very Boston accent.
Yeah.
He's very portrayable. Reagan is very portrayable. Clinton was very portrayable.
Yes, for some reason or other. I don't
accent.
Know. I guess it is, yeah.
It's
he
his
was
accent.
From Arkansas.
It's his voice.
Yeah.
And his voice was... I don't know why his voice was like...
Always raspy.
Yeah, had a raspy voice.
Yeah.
So there was that. Lincoln, because of the way he looked. You know, if you dress like Lincoln, you look like Lincoln.
Do you know that... it was on my trivia last week that Lincoln is in the Wrestling Hall of Fame?
Yes, I do. Wrestling is the oldest... You know, this is weird. I saw a show on this past weekend. Wrestling is the oldest sport in existence.
Absolutely. It was in the very first Olympics.
And Lincoln was a wrestler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, hey, he won 222 bouts.
Well, there is it.
I think he only lost one.
There you go. But I just, to me, there are certain presidents, like George Washington, again, from a visual perspective, is very doable. Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the movie on George Washington? It really kind of destroys the myth.
As far as...
Well, everybody knew he didn't chop down the cherry tree, but he wasn't all that peachy, keen, clean. He was kind of a tough guy.
Well, I think it's interesting because some of our more accomplished presidents who are at the top of the list are not... like, I'll tell you what, I've never seen anybody really do a good Franklin Roosevelt.
Yeah.
He didn't have a special way of talking.
He did have a little bit of an Eastern accent.
But he didn't have an interesting look. But he was our longest serving president.
Yeah.
But nobody does Franklin Roosevelt.
No.
Nobody does the Bushes. They're very difficult to do.
Well, Saturday Night Live.
But I mean, Saturday Night Live does them all.
Yeah.
But you would not see that in a local community.
No, probably.
They're not doable in that way. Gerry Ford is not... I mean, the people who've done Gerry Ford...
He'd make everybody go to sleep. So.
Well, but he was... You know, he just didn't have a quality that was Eisenhower. Nobody does Eisenhower.
Yeah. And he was one of the better presidents we've had.
So it's just interesting how it seems like the better presidents, maybe the more effective presidents, were not necessarily, they're not characters.
Have you ever heard, well, I've seen different surveys where Harding is picked as in the bottom three of all presidents. And then I've heard that he wasn't that bad. I mean, he had his picadillos, he had several... lady friends.
You're going to take my words, Glenn. Picadillo.
I don't like that word. That doesn't
mean...
Why
don't you like picadillo?
Well, I don't think it means what you think it means.
What do you think I think it means?
I think picadillo... Well, you said it had something to do with being gay. And
No,
that's not what you meant.
No, Glenn. Gee whiz.
Idiosyncrasies may be the word you really...
Bad reporter. Picadillo...
I've never claimed to be a good one.
Picadillo is a quirk.
Okay.
And I think that's a quirk. Because we don't know that James Buchanan was gay.
No.
So we have to say it's a quirk that people thought. It's a picadillo. And Harding's picadillos were his affairs. That's a quirk.
Yeah.
Character flaw.
And his teapot dome.
Right. But you don't think... I don't call that a picadillo.
Though. No, it wasn't. No.
But you don't think picadillo means quirk, character flaw?
I guess that's close enough.
Jeez.
I'm going to look it up.
I'm going to stay home.
I do a lot of looking up when I go home after the shows.
Now, why would I mislead you on picadillo?
You'd mislead me on anything. If a dog walked in the door, you'd say it's an alligator.
No, no. Well, what do you think? Should we dig up President Harding's body?
Well, you enlightened me.
I certainly did.
I didn't realize that they are above ground. And therefore, it sounds to me like it would be very simple to slide it open, take whatever sample they need, and slide it back closed.
So, did you go over and look?
I did. Yes,
yeah,
I went over.
Above ground, right?
I didn't know. I still didn't know for sure that that's what those boxes were, but I guess you're right.
What do you think they are?
I don't know.
Gifts from France?
They're things to hold the tree in the middle.
Oh, mercy. And your biggest concern in digging up the president was, what are we going to do with the tree?
Yeah, I did. That did bother me a little bit because I love trees, and my tree is dying out in front of my house.
I don't think this is about the tree, though, Glenn.
No, it's not about the tree.
This is about somebody's DNA and their birthright.
And I was being a little facetious when I said that.
So, what? I mean, when you come down honestly on this, what do you think?
I can understand why the gentleman wants to know, and I think that clarity is always better than cover-up. So,
if anybody has an opinion on this, please hit us up, 740-383-9944.
You're stretching here.
383-9944.
I thought we covered that already.
No, this is our hometown, and we need to know these sort of things.
Right. And I don't think people should not be proud that we had a president that grew up here.
No, I think you need to be proud.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah, even if he did make a lot of mistakes. They all make a lot of mistakes.
Did you ever tell us why you were upset coming in about what I was talking about this morning on the
air? No, because I really can't remember what I can't remember.
It would have been good material for us, Glenn.
I can't remember what people you were saying people had said that was annoying me, and it's as you get older, you get annoyed a lot easier with young people thinking.
I was talking about suppression.
Yes,
and I was talking about hope, and I was talking about hope versus stress.
Okay.
Any of that ring a bell?
It doesn't. No, I was driving. And I was paying attention to the road and the cars.
No, no, you were getting angry at something that I was saying.
No, it wasn't that what you were saying. It was what you said. Other people were saying. It was you were referring to an attitude that people have that just annoyed the heck out of me, and I can't remember what it was. I have a bad attitude.
The people who repeat the same mistakes. I remember talking about that this morning.
Well, people, yes, you did. You quoted Einstein rather poorly.
Did I?
Yeah.
What did I do?
Well, you said if you repeat the same mistake over and over and over again, he didn't say it.
How do you know?
Well, because
I've
seen
his quote. Were you there when Einstein said that, Glenn?
No, I've seen his quote.
I don't think you were there when Einstein said that.
I was.
No, no.
And I'm old enough.
I have some audio tape, and that's exactly what he said.
Yeah.
You have to do emphasis sometimes.
I knew that that was for emphasis' sake, but you were misquoting one of the most brilliant minds in human history.
I don't think I was quoting Einstein. I was saying
it sounded like
I said somebody said this.
No, you didn't say it was Einstein.
Right. So
until afterwards.
No, I don't think I said Einstein at all. I would put money that I did not say the name Albert Einstein this morning.
You may not have. I don't remember.
So you dreamt that up.
What a bad person I am.
Right, I was just
I like me, people, but so I don't care whether you like me
I was
or
just
not.
Pointing out that people are insane.
Yes, people are insane.
Because they do the same things over and over and over, expecting a different outcome. And I think, well, what's wrong with you?
Are you referring to me specifically, Glenn?
No. Oh, okay. I'm third person.
What? Okay, all right.
Do you understand it?
I don't think they do it consciously. No, they don't.
They don't do it consciously.
We become rote people.
Right.
We do things by rote memory and stuff like that.
No, I just really believe that people think they're doing the right thing, and they say, man, I'm getting by. You're seeing a lot of this during the COVID.
Yeah.
Because people are losing money and so on and so forth. And they think, I'm doing the right thing. And they're not, but it's a quick fix. And it gets...
What aren't they doing that's right?
Well, it's different situations for different people.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, nobody ever does everything right.
No, but I'm just saying sometimes it's people's pattern. And
why do you pronounce it pattern?
What do you want me to say? Patron? Patron?
Patter.
Pattern?
No, now you've messed me up. Go
oh,
ahead.
Oh, no.
Pattern.
Pattern?
It isn't patteronen. It's pattern. Just like it's bratwurst.
I'll be accepting applications for a new co-host here pretty soon.
It's okay.
Pattern. Is that what I said?
No. You have a little in there. It's okay. I like you anyway.
Pattern. Which is right. Pattern.
There you go.
What did I say? Pattern.
That's right.
Why are we talking about this?
I don't know.
People get into those.
Yeah.
People get into repetition.
They do. They do.
Yeah.
Isn't it called OCD? Some people get...
No,
I am that way.
I think they think they're going to have a different outcome. I think they think it's a quick fix sometimes, and it's not. The long-term effects of these bad decisions have consequences.
Now, which bad decisions are you talking about?
People in general, they get panicked, stressed, pressured.
So you go back to what you
know. You go back to what you know, and you make a horrible decision that will again put you back where you started eventually.
That's the nice thing about getting older, truly. And I know I talk about this a lot, and I should shut up about it. But as I get older, I don't make those decisions based that way because I've gotten almost like you. I don't care.
All you got to do, Glenn, don't care.
I don't care.
Don't care, and life will be a lot easier.
I care about, I have things that I care about, but
you got to shut up right now, Glenn, because we're going to break.
I'm gone.
For a minute. Follow this pattern.
You know, Nan Britton, the mother of President Harding's only child, wrote the first tell-all book called The President's Daughter.
Yes, it is a very detailed book, should we say?
Wow, is it detailed? I've seen instruction manuals that were less detailed.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Three, two, one. Oh, no. Which button am I...
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear... Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
And we're back, Scott and Glenn.
We're criticizing people that say really weird, right?
The
weird
pronunciation
words.
Of words. But it is a thing, and I hope that people do get out of these picadillos that they're in. I'll say picadillo. I know how to pronounce that. They get out of these picadillos because I think eventually what they end up doing is suppressing the problem. And suppressing the problem doesn't fix it either.
No, and that's another thing that I've learned.
That's a Band-Aid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's another thing I've learned as I've gotten older, especially around politics. Don't suppress it. Talk about it. I'm going to read a book that I just saw advertised on Morning Joe, which I promised the gentleman I wasn't going to watch anymore. It does drive me nuts when he talks forever. But the book, it talks about how people, African-American people, aren't like white people think they are, even the white people who are trying to be gracious and understanding. It's just like, yeah, there are so many things that we have in the back of our head, picadillos or things that we just, we don't know what we're talking about. We think we know, but we don't know what we're talking about. I had one of my former basketball players contacted me through messaging this past week and asked me why I have the attitude I have. And I sent him a picture of my high school football team. And he didn't understand that my high school football team was two-thirds African-American. So I was in the minority for that period. My school was, and it was in South Bend, Indiana, and my school was, I don't think it was two-thirds, but I think it was about half. And so, therefore, I never even thought about that sort of thing. And so I was lucky. I didn't grow up with parents that didn't like people that were different. So.
I don't know. I think it's, these topics are all very broad.
They're very broad, and we all make mistakes on them.
But I just worry about people who suppress anything. Because it's a temporary fix. The reason you suppress is so you don't feel awful.
Suggest something that somebody you know but don't mention their name might suppress.
Oh, people suppress everything. People suppress emotions. People suppress hardships in life. People suppress a lot of stuff because...
Hardships in life.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Because if you let it get to you, if you let it... the reality of it hits you, then it's sometimes sad.
Who was the, I think he was Speaker of the House that used to cry all the time? Republican.
John Boehner.
Boehner, yeah.
From Ohio.
And that's right. Of course he was. And down in Cincinnati, right? Anyway, I've started to worry that I'm like John Boehner because I cry at a lot of things. I don't bawl, but I get teary-eyed when I see little kids, that sort of thing. I wonder, and I don't suppress it anymore. I used to suppress it if I'd start to feel sad and I was watching something and my wife was watching the same thing, I'd kind of turn away, put my hand up so she couldn't see I was crying. I don't do that anymore.
I don't cry.
You don't ever?
No. No.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't usually cry over things. I cry for joy. I don't cry for
I don't have
sad.
No. I don't. You know, I don't know why that is.
You have no tear ducts.
No tear ducts. Could be. I don't know. It's just one of those things. For some reason, it just doesn't hit me that way.
Do you think you were brought up not to cry because you were a young man?
No. 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 Nobody said that.
Yeah, and I wasn't brought up to cry or not to cry because I was a man.
No. And I don't think it had anything to do with that.
But I did suppress it because I thought everybody thought that was not a manly thing to do.
No, I don't think it's a suppression thing either. I think it's just an indifference.
Or maybe you just, yeah, okay. Let's leave it at that. That's good.
Well, no, go ahead.
No, I'm not quite sure where.
Me there?
No, I wasn't quite sure where I was going to go with that. I don't believe you're as indifferent as you like to tell people.
Tell me what you mean.
I think you're a genuinely caring person. So.
Oh, I care.
Yeah.
I care.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is what I'm indifferent to is things that affect me. See, here's the fact. I care that people do well. I care that people are okay. I care that people eat. But that does not affect me.
I care that I eat.
Right. But it doesn't affect me, you see. That's the thing. It doesn't. You know, there's no direct effect. At some point, I've got to understand that some people are going to go to bed hungry. Some people are not going to succeed. Some people are going to make the wrong choices. And I got to be indifferent to that because you can't save everybody.
No, and I agree with that. But I tell you what, you're missing out on some of the joy of life.
Why do people suffer?
No. Being able to have the emotion... when I'm happy when I see a little girl pick up a puppy dog and I get a little teary-eyed, I love that feeling.
Oh, I don't care for that.
I know you wouldn't.
No, but I can be happy.
You're missing out on it.
No,
there's a joy in that.
No, there's no joy in that.
Release.
No, you can feel that same joy without crying.
I never even think about it because I don't cry.
Well, like I have joy.
I don't cry intentionally.
You know something that gives me joy is being around certain people. Have you ever? This is an interesting subject. Yesterday,
it's not me.
I'm trying to remember. Of course not. But I heard somebody say this yesterday. Just listen to this show. No crying goes on during this show. There's crying in a different way. Who said this yesterday? Because I want to make sure I give credit to the right person here. But somebody said something that I thought was interesting. And it's that in life, we have so few connections with people. Now,
I have a lot.
Well, no, but see, this is wrong. This was the point of it.
Okay.
Is that it's not knowing people. It's not being around people. It's not being related to people. It's not whatever you call the relationship. It's that connection that creates chemistry. That's what people don't have a lot of. Have you ever noticed how sometimes a married couple will be out and they have zero, they don't talk to each other anymore.
Yeah.
They can't talk to each other.
No, because they're on their cell phone.
They don't have that ping, 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 ping thing going on.
Yeah.
That's chemistry. That's different than...
You're saying because they don't have that ping, 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 ping going on?
No, they can be.
They have no chemistry?
Yeah, because chemistry is the ability to make things entertaining to others and to yourself.
Okay. My wife has admitted to me she married me because I made her laugh. I don't make her laugh anymore.
But that's not chemistry.
No, I know. I don't make her...
What you do?
But I don't make her laugh anymore, but my marriage to my wife is stronger than it's ever been. And we sit in the living room and don't talk to each other. She reads stuff she reads stuff and I read stuff. And 3 hours later, what's for dinner?
There you go.
And it sounds very cold and not loving. But I'll tell you what, I have more love for her now than I had when we were married. But it's a different type of love.
But that's not chemistry.
Oh, yeah, it is.
No. That's
oh, I look at her, and I feel in my heart.
But here's the wrong thing again.
Okay.
That's not chemistry. Because you can have chemistry with somebody you don't like. See,
you're going to have to define chemistry.
Great comedy duos. There were great comedy duos that hated each other. But they had great chemistry.
I call that timing, not chemistry.
No, timing's different. Because timing, I can have timing, and if you don't have it, you can step on me, and it'll be a mess. Chemistry is the ability to get it right. Like, I'll tell you, two people who had great chemistry for 30 years was Johnny Carson and Ed McMahon. They had great chemistry. But if you learn about them, they socialized very little, did not do things off camera. Johnny Carson was much more of a loner, and Ed McMahon was very gregarious. They weren't similar at all, but they had great chemistry.
Okay, I still don't understand your definition of chemistry, but I agree with kind of what you're saying.
Well, because when you watched Johnny and Ed, you could see it. It was there.
You could see it?
That they were good together. They were funny.
Oh,
they were enjoyable.
So you're just saying chemistry is being good together. Do we have chemistry, you and me, during our show?
Yeah, but again, we don't socialize outside of here.
No.
So, you know,
that's not bad.
But chemistry is not love. Chemistry is not being around somebody. Chemistry is not that. That's what I'm saying. I don't know that you and your wife don't have chemistry, but if we put you and your wife on the air here, would that be an entertaining show?
Oh, would it be entertaining?
But to the audience.
I would probably be beaten to death, and everybody'd like to see that.
Well, see, but that's you know, I take, like, the Friday show, which has now been on for 10 years, we've had a lot of co-hosts come through that door.
Yeah.
Some you had chemistry with, and some you didn't.
That's why I've never volunteered.
But you knew the moment you didn't.
Okay.
You knew the moment that it wasn't working. They didn't gel with the rest of the group. They didn't get the concept.
Now, is that the one where you have like three people, four people?
Yeah, and you knew it immediately when there was no chemistry.
And you didn't have chemistry with a person I know I would have chemistry with that was on that show.
Oh, do tell.
Brandy?
Oh, Brandy.
Yeah.
Well, now see, that's it, because people thought we did, who listened.
Yeah, because she would banter with you.
Exactly, and some people won't.
And I would say she had chemistry with you on that show.
I think we did.
Yeah.
I think we had good chemistry.
Yeah. I liked listening to her talk with
you. Right, I think we did. But we were not social at all. I wouldn't even call us friends.
She helped me in my election campaign, but we never saw each other socially either.
But isn't that fun?
She's got a family.
We got to get. I did not know her before the show. I did not know her after. I would see her 1 hour a week.
Yeah.
But people in that hour thought there was chemistry.
Yeah.
She had chemistry with Charlie. It just worked.
Yeah.
And Charlie and I had chemistry.
Okay.
So when you put it all together, but Charlie, I never visited Charlie's house until the last month.
Is that right?
Yeah. So we didn't see each other outside of here,
yeah,
but we had good chemistry.
I think a lot of people go to where are we at a break?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay.
Keep talking.
I think a lot of people that
see,
work.
This is why we don't have chemistry.
I think a lot of people that work together, I will say at menial jobs, that's not the right term, at jobs that they don't have to think about. Like when I was working at the credit union, I had been in public relations all my life, so it was one of those jobs that was falling off a horse, and so I never associated with any of those people outside, but I loved them all because they were just nice people.
But love is not chemistry.
No, okay, I'm starting to understand what you're calling chemistry.
Yeah, because I can really dislike somebody who I think, boy, why, you know, when they come in, boy, this is going to be a bear, but when the microphones are on, it works.
Okay. Now, I would say when I'm thinking of chemistry, I'm thinking of the way that sodium peroxide mixes with something else.
No.
That's
like,
what I call chemistry.
I'll give you an example.
You're calling it something different.
It's an intangible that you don't have with everybody, and you cannot force it. If you don't have it, you don't have it. It just ain't your rhythms are different, your subject matters are different. Just doesn't work.
You've done so many interviews. Did you ever have an interview where that it just didn't work and you didn't call the person back, or you might have called them back, but you?
You know, I don't know, because I don't think of an interview as being chemistry driven.
Okay,
I just think of an interview as being an informative piece. But okay. If you know if I do have chemistry with somebody, because I will invite them back over and over, because then it's not an interview.
Shecky.
Because I can get out of the way. Yeah. You know, Pat Carroll is one of those people. Eleanor Clift is one of those people. Sam Donaldson is one of those people. Hugh Downs was one of those people.
Well, you're picking a lot of smart people.
Phyllis Diller was one of those people. You could bring them on and talk about anything, and we're going to go to the break and come back in exactly 1 minute.
Scott, you know there have always been rumors that Florence Harding murdered President Harding.
Yes, I have heard that.
Well, it's a bunch of bunk. I'm here to state without doubt Florence Harding did not murder President Harding. Now, Nan Britton. Jury's out.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And we're back here talking chemistry versus love. And I think I've just explained it properly to Glenn during the break.
Well, I still don't understand, but well, here's you explained what it.
Is. Okay. Okay, a lot of people watch the Ryan Seacrest, Kelly Ripa show,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Now, they probably see each other 1 hour a day to do that show.
Who was the predecessor to Seacrest?
What was his name? Michael Strahan.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But anyway, they see each other. They're not married. Okay, but that's the show. Now, sometimes when he's on vacation, her husband sits in.
Really?
Yeah.
That would be boring.
That, see?
He's kind of boring.
Now, they're in love.
Yeah.
I'm sure they are. Maybe. They got 18 kids. But they don't have the chemistry that she has with Ryan Seacrest.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you know what? Give me one duo. Ever. Broadcasting duo, comedy duo, that were husband and wife that worked. But I can give you 1,000 that were not.
Well, like we were talking off the air, Mika Brzezinski and her and Morning Joe, what's his last name?
Scarborough.
They don't work, I don't think, on TV.
Phil Donahue and Marlo Thomas have been married for 40 years. Have you ever seen them work together?
I've never seen them work together. Right, and they're
exactly
both
right.
Very enjoyable people to listen to.
But they do have chemistry with others on camera.
Yeah, yeah.
They do.
Well, and they're both very nice people, apparently.
So. Well, most people who have broadcasting jobs or acting jobs are married. But they don't bring those people in because there's not chemistry.
Yeah.
I can tell you a person who I work with, and I work with them to this day occasionally, and it's to get them there and to get them on, and it's awful. It's an awful process, but you keep doing it because it's magic when the microphones are on.
Are you going to mention a name?
No. Okay. Not at all.
Well, I know it's not me because you don't work hard to get me in.
You know what I'm saying? It's hard to make it happen, but if you can make the moment happen... It's magic.
Yeah, yeah. Well, now I'm starting to get what you're calling chemistry, and I think it's your definition. It's not. I still think of chemistry as having something to do with mixing the elements together.
I'm not talking about physiological chemistry.
Yeah, and I don't understand the other type of chemistry, but okay.
But you don't.
I'm understanding your.
Well, you haven't seen like a program on the air when they lose a co-host and they try to bring somebody else in and it's just not as good?
Yeah, there are a lot
of
them.
What's the difference?
Okay, that's what you're calling chemistry,
yeah.
And I didn't... Okay, I'll
buy
that.
What would you define that as?
How they get along.
How they get along.
Yeah.
Which is?
You're calling it chemistry.
I think that's what you call it.
Okay.
But it's not really how you get... That's a bad term because they could... be perfectly cordial with each other. They could get along just fine.
No. Yeah, they have to have a similar interest. They have to have similar push-button points, you know, points where they both are
like there's somebody who comes on this station, and I'm not going to say the name. there's somebody who comes on who we never talk about what we're going to talk about ever, and I know that I can hit their buttons on everything. They will not get mad at me. We can have arguments on air that are totally...
You're talking about me.
Exactly. But I know it will happen. But you know what? During the break, we're off it. It's strictly an on-air thing.
Huh.
Yeah.
It does sound like you and me.
Well, but it was Charlie and Brandy. I mean, I remember when they were together, people used to email and say, boy, they really don't like each other. And I'd say... What happens is, as soon as the microphones go down and the show's over, they were talking because Brandy had an interest in gardening, and certainly Charlie did, and Brandy was asking Charlie gardening tips.
Yeah.
That's what would happen.
I can't imagine Brandy not liking just about everybody. She's a lot like me. She likes
people. If you listen to the show,
yeah,
and that's the only thing you heard.
Well, she has her own opinions about politics.
She came off shrill. I mean, I'll be honest. If you listened...
It's kind of a... gender based
is
thing.
It
yeah
no
nobody ever calls a guy shrill.
I would.
Okay.
No, it was I remember I can remember the subject. It was during the Kavanaugh hearings, if people remember that. Her and Charlie saw that very differently.
I'm sure they did.
And it got very... I mean, I sat there and thought, ooh,
Charlie and I would have had big fight about that one,
right? But they could have the fight on the air
and go to gardening when they're off.
Yeah, but it's always been that way.
Yeah,
that's Marianne good. And Charlie didn't always see eye to eye for the 6 years they did the show together. But there's a clip that plays on this station all the time where Charlie says, you don't want to pull out an ugly bill out of your wallet. And Marianne says, oh, Charlie, what are you trying to say? You know, they never say that about men. Or when Charlie went after Hillary's hair, Marianne said, you wouldn't say that about a woman.
No,
you would never say that about a woman. But you know what? That conversation happened on the air.
Yeah,
it never happened off the air. Off the air, we were talking about other things.
Well, that's kind of like you and me. I never talk about a lot of things that you and I talk about. I do it for... lose me.
There you go.
I do it for effect and interest.
See, I never do anything for effect, but I just think this is natural.
Okay.
Jack Benny said something that I believe is absolutely true about broadcasting. Jack Benny said, "If you got to be yourself. You can't, you know, pretend to be anything else. If the audience likes you, that's the best thing that can happen. If the audience doesn't like you, there's nothing you can do about it."
Well, I'm you seem to think that you can't do things for effect that are your natural way of being. That's the way I am. I do my life for effect. When I go to do a speech, I do things for effect. That's just the way I was.
But a speech is different than this.
Okay, when I go out in public and have dinner, I will sit. If I see somebody looking at me and I think they're casting judgment, I will do something for effect.
Right. But I don't think that's happening here because this is not contrived. Like, okay. We never have a subject. Today,
no.
I don't even know why the first subject was about crosstalk.
That's because you kept jumping on top of me.
Exactly. And that's not contrived.
Well, see, I would never say something like that to in general conversation to
right.
somebody else.
But
I do that because we're on the air and I think people will
But there
chuckle.
Are probably people on air that you wouldn't say that to, and I know there aren't because I've seen you on air with different people and you're not as
gregarious.
Easy with them.
Yes.
You would not do that with Fred Malone.
No.
I listen to your show. You would not do that with James Anderson.
No.
Right, but you do it with me.
Yeah, but we have a different relationship.
Chemistry.
Okay.
Now, do you follow?
I guess, yeah.
It is different. I mean, don't you feel it, though?
But are you saying I don't have chemistry with James
Anderson?
That's
exactly what I'm saying.
Okay.
No, I'm saying that's an interview.
Oh, which reminds me, James will not be on tomorrow.
Thank God I was here to remind you of that.
Yeah, I made a mistake. He's on the last Thursday of every month, not the fourth Thursday of every month. So go ahead, I'm sorry.
But that's an interview.
Yeah.
But you, if you and Fred sat here, or you and James sat here, and tried to do the conversation that we're having right now, how do you think that would go?
I'm sorry. I just had a thought. I'm learning something from them. I'm not learning crap from you.
Exactly. Exactly. Except you're learning what chemistry is. Yeah. That's exactly what you're learning.
I love it.
Like your guest next hour. You're not going to say this stuff to her, are you?
No, heck no.
Why not?
Because I have to learn some things.
Exactly. And isn't it different?
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, and that's all it is.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think there are people, like on election night, that's sort of freewheeling. At the anniversary parties, at the Christmas parties, you and I will have the same type of conversation we're having here. But you won't hit certain people like you do me at those parties because it might not go over as well.
If I like you, I tease you.
And that's different. Go ahead, caller.
Don, I think you're having feedback from your program.
Feedback.
Well, I think it's... You're saying stuff. I don't know if it's repeating.
Oh, it's repeating? Well, let me take a look into that and see if there's see if we're having a problem.
Because I just came in the room, and it sounds like it's you're saying it, but I don't know if it's, if you call it feedback or what. Just check that.
I will take a look. Thank you.
Thank you, caller.
Goodbye.
We need information.
Now, what does it sound like in that radio out there, Glenn?
I'll go out and listen.
Yeah,
hang on.
If it sounds like a little repeat, I probably know what the issue is, and we will fix that right up. You know, it happened occasionally here on the air, but we will get that problem fixed. I assure you of that just momentarily. What is all that that's going on?
It's rolling.
It's rolling, so it sounds like a repeat?
Yep.
Okay, I know what's going on. And I think I can fix that momentarily. Let's hope. Okay, Glenn, let me know if this fixes it. Did that fix it? Are we sounding good now? Are we sounding okay? Is the repeat gone? Glenn has left us. Is the repeat... It sounds like the repeat's gone.
Yeah.
Yep, that was it. Every so often we get a little roll in the line. It happens. But, caller, did that fix it for you on your end?
Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah, 740-383-9944. Sometimes that happens when you get a lot of streaming going on. It'll cause a little flip in the line.
Yeah.
But it happens.
I'll bring back the good old days when everything was... analog.
Homogenized.
And you had to splice instead of splice. What do you call it now when you're splicing?
Tape.
You call it
tape.
Even though it's not tape.
Well, it's just, there's another thing we still do like that. That's not tape.
That was a tough job. To splice tape and get it right was really tough. So
now I don't hear anything.
Yeah, I don't either. Maybe we're off the air.
I wonder what would cause that.
Well, I've had that happen.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Why don't you keep... I'll keep talking.
Oh, no, tell us we're not on the air.
That's probably true.
Go ahead, caller.
Now you keep going off and on.
Off and on. Well, let me see what is causing this.
We're breaking the thing.
Oh, okay, I see you know what? I see what I think is going on here. And we might be having connection problems here, but I think we just got reconnected. And hopefully this will fix the problem, which is probably why... We lost a little bit of, for some reason we're having a slow connection right now. It's picking back up, which is a good thing.
We're back.
Okay. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, it's me again. You keep cutting out on my radio.
You know, I think we're having some kind of connection issue here, but we're working on it.
We're out again.
Okay, I was going to call you earlier when I came in the room. It did it, but I thought somebody else would call.
Yeah,
okay.
I think that's what's causing the issue. It is automatically reconnecting, and it may just have fixed itself because it looks much better now. So hopefully we'll come back on here at full strength. It's picking up.
But then you'll cut out for an instant, and then you come on, and then you cut out.
I think it's picked up now. Okay, let us know.
Okay, then. Goodbye.
We're up to full strength right now. We weren't up to full strength the last time. So we might have just had an internet lapse. That happens. Don't worry, everything's recorded, and even when it's recorded, we don't lose it. But I think we were having an internet lapse there for some reason. I don't know if a file was being transferred or what was going on.
I'm having an internet lapse most of the days.
So you always know that people are listening when something like that
and
happens.
That's good to know, and we do appreciate you calling in. Like this, like I've said on my show many times, this is your station, so help us out.
That's right. And whatever we were talking about before, chemistry.
Chemistry.
Chemistry is the only way to go.
Yeah.
You're tuned in to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. And we're going to break here. Is your guest calling in or coming in?
She's coming in.
Coming in?
Yeah.
All right. And who is that again?
Tiffany Roberts.
Tiffany Roberts.
Running
today
for state representative.
At 12:15 to 1.
Yep.
Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond, 4:10 to 5 p.m. today. And the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6 to 7 p.m. tonight. Don't miss that. This is WWGH Radio. Check out the website, WWGH1071.com, or download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH. We're done for the day. Glenn coming up in 10 minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio.